cost in terms of environment degradation, overuse of infrastructure, as well as the impact on the host communities that share the same limited services with the refugees, namely in open areas and rural areas. 70% of the refugees live in the so-called open areas, namely in the urban areas and the rural areas. Mr. Vice Chairperson, as Mr. Filippo Grandi said, we have adopted the strategic report of refugee programs in Sudan, and we have started restructuring these plans. We have been able to use the resources on a needs basis. Second, we have started the re-engineering process, which aims at engaging a reform of the refugee programs in Sudan. And what we want is to achieve results. We are adopting a results-based management. The third aspect of this plan is the modernization, and this has been recommended by Mr. Grandi upon his visit to Sudan. We are also happy to say that in the past 6 years, he was able to visit Sudan 4 times. In his last visit, he recommended to modernize our refugee program. We have made great strides in terms of modernizing this program in cooperation with the UNHCR, and we hope that this strategic plan will be further improved in the coming months so that we can start to reap the fruits of modernization, and namely in terms of monitoring, oversight, assessment, as well as evaluation. Finally, Mr. Vice Chairperson, we have adopted a policy of open doors, an open door policy, and we have cooperated with all partners, donors, internationally and regionally. We have also cooperated at a large stake with the Ministry of Interior, the Directorate of Refugees, a number of regional and international partners, donors. All this under the umbrella of this open door policy and openness. And we hope that through all these efforts,